圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
就分散了。
The sheep scatter.
所以这就解释了以色列人两千年来到处流浪的那个故事和历史。
This started the story of the 2,000 years of wandering of the Israelites all over the world.
当你读世界历史，你没有解释。
When you study the world history, you have no explanation.
当你读以色列历史是有解释的。
But when you read the history of Israel, there's explanation.
现在全本身你要解释这件事情。
The whole Bible is here to explain this.
为什么以色列人被飘像皮球一样抛来抛去呢？
Why was the Israelites like a ball, being thrown from place to place?
他们分散得非常的彻底。
They were completely scattered.
因为他们说
Because they said, 愿
流这人的血归在我们和我们子孙的身上。
The blood of this man be on us and our descendants.
他们讲那句话的时候，
When they said that,
他们做梦也没有想到有一天有六百万他们的子孙居然就死，就惨遭希特勒的屠杀。
They never dreamed that one day 6 million of their descendants were killed by Hitler.
以色列的历史是个悲惨的。
The Israel history is a tragic history.
2000年来是漂流到全世界。
In 2000 years, they scattered all over the world.
耶利米好几次说他们是抛来抛去，就像球一样踢来踢去的。
Many times Jeremiah said that they were like a ball being thrown back and forth all over the place.
而且圣经告诉我们说，
And the Bible tells us,
他们一定要见到天涯海角。
They will see the end of the earth.
那么圣经特别怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
如果你仔细读这个《生命记》的话，
If you read Deuteronomy
30章
Chapter 30
第四节
Verse 4，
那里告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us there?
以色列人漂流到全世界各地。
The Israelites were scattered all over the world.
这个中文是说漂流到天涯。
The Chinese says the end of the heaven.
这个英文是 the edge of heaven.
The English says edge of heaven.
明白不明白？
Now if you understand,
犹太人一定要看到天的边，看到 the edge of heaven.
The Jews will have to see the edge of the heaven.
他们什么时候看到了？
When did they see?
他们果然看到了。
Of course they did.
他们后来漂流到西班牙，他们就看到了。
When they were scattered to Spain, they saw.
如果今天大家到过西班牙，
If you have been to Spain,
你也站在直波罗陀的那个大的磐石上，
If you stand on the rock of Gibraltar,
你往太平洋看，大西洋看，
And you look towards Atlantic,
你就知道说这是罗马帝国的尽头。
You know this is the end of the Roman Empire.
这是世界的尽头。
This is the end of the world.
所以罗马帝国说我们征服了全世界。
The Roman Empire, conquered the whole world.
因为你到了西边的尽头。
Because you've already reached the end of the west.
你看到了大西洋。
You saw the Atlantic.
当你看见大西洋的时候。
When you saw the Atlantic.
你看见大西洋和天连接的时候。
You see the Atlantic is connected to the heavens.
你终于看到了 edge of heaven.
Now you see the edge of the heaven.
请大家记得。
Please remember.
以色列人漂流的故事。
The story of the scattering of the Israelites.
漂流到不管他到什么地方。
It's a story wherever they went.
他们的确看到了天涯海角。
They saw the edge of heaven.
的确是他们分散到全世界的地极。
They scattered all over the end of the world.
所以你如果仔细去读《生命记》。
Therefore, if you read Deuteronomy carefully.
读耶利米书。
The book Jeremiah.
耶利米最清楚。
Jeremiah is most clear.
所以有的人认为说这个，有人认为说这个约西亚不是在殿里面找到一个书卷吗？
Some people say that when the king Josiah found a scroll in the temple.
其实我们知道这就是摩西写的律法书嘛。
We know that is the Moses law.
因为摩西写完律法书以后
，After Moses wrote the law，
就是 Pentateuch， 就是从创世纪一直到生命记嘛。
From Genesis to Deuteronomy，
那是五卷书。
There are five books。
等到摩西写完了这五卷以后
，After Moses finished the Pentateuch，
他就告诉约书亚
，He told Joshua，
那要把这些书呢，就把它放在约柜的旁边。
Put those scrolls inside the ark。
所以明白吗
？Do you understand？
很明显，这就是指着摩西五经来说。
It was talking about Moses Pentateuch.
所以到了后来，以色列人拜偶像。
So later, when Israelites fall into idolatry,
他们对神的话也没有兴趣。
They had no interest in the word of God.
他们过了不知道多少个祝棚节，也从来没有拿出来读过。
They celebrated many feasts of tabernacle, but they never took the book out and read.
最后也不知道这个圣经跑到哪个角落里面去。
And they didn't even know where the Bible went.
所以到了约西亚的时候。
When the time of King Josiah,
那么因为祭司们要进到圣殿里去洁净圣殿,
the priests need to go into the temple to cleanse the
temple. 那不知道从哪个角落就把神的话找出来。
So they found the word of God in some corner.
这就是约西亚那个时候的圣经。
And this is the Bible at the time of Josiah.
那其实就指着摩西律法书说的。
It was referring to Moses' Pentateuch.
但是后来很多人因为从耶利米书里面,
because many people from the book of Jeremiah, because Jeremiah talked about how God is going to uproot the Israelites and scatter them all over the world. What the words that Jeremiah used definitely is from Deuteronomy. Therefore, we know.
原来摩西五经里面，特别《申命记》27章、28章，一直到30章。
Especially in the Deuteronomy 27 through 30, chapter 30.
当我们读的是起头，没有多少的感觉。
When we read in the beginning, there's nothing feeling.
但是等到你真的和他真，但是最后等到你真的摆在耶利米书里面的时候。
But when it's put in the book of Jeremiah,
你慢慢就感觉得出来了。
Now you can feel.
那么将来以色列人这2000年到底他是怎么样漂流的？
How the Israelites spent the 2,000 years wandering in this world.
所以明白吧，弟兄姊妹。
Now do you understand,
brothers and sisters? 这就是为什么以色列人，为什么耶利米，为什么以赛亚他们会注意到这些事。
This is why Jeremiah, Isaiah, they pay attention to those things.
为什么？
Why?
因为以色列的悲欢离合,
because the tragic story of Israel,
和主耶稣动身回来有关系,
it's related to the return of Lord Jesus.
所以现在我们眼睛必须睁大才可以。
So we must open our eyes wide.
好，现在我们要读一段的圣经。
Let's read a passage of scripture.
那个就是以赛亚书第49章。
Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚49章,
Isaiah chapter 49.
当你读这一章圣经的时候,
when you read this scripture,
你要知道说话的人在耶路撒冷,
you have to remember that the speaker is in Jerusalem.
但听话的人在地极,
but those who are listening, hearing this, is at the end of the world.
你看这些说话的人慢慢慢慢就跑到地极去了。
You see the speaker slowly run towards the end.
The audience
slowly run towards the end of the earth.
所以你看49章第一节,
so in verse 1,
众海岛啊, 当听我言,
listen to me, you islands.
这个众海岛不是指着居比路岛, 不是附近的岛说的。
It's not talking about the islands nearby.
因为下面你就知道, 因为是诗的题材嘛。
It's a poetic language.
所以下面说, 远方的住民啊, 留心而听。
Hear this, you distant nations.
所以很明显的, 有人在说话。
Obviously, someone is speaking here.
有人在听话。
There's an audience.
那这些人本来是耶路撒冷。
They used to be at Jerusalem.
那经过多少时候, 他们慢慢就到了地极，到很远很远的地方。
After much time, they've been scattered to the end of the earth.
所以明白吗? 读圣经我们一定要懂得它整个的背景才可以。
So do you understand? You have to understand the background when you read the Bible.
所以现在慢慢你就会明白为什么这段圣经很重要。
Now you understand why this passage is very important.
那么现在首先我们要问说话的是谁?
Now we ask, who is the speaker?
那第三节说,
verse 3 says,
神对我说,你是我的仆人,以色列。
He said to me, you are my servant, Israel,
我必因你的荣耀,
in whom I will display my splendor.
所以第一,这个人是神的仆人。
First of all, this person is the servant of God.
第二,因为这个神的仆人,神要得着荣耀。
And secondly, God will gain glory through the servant.
第三,他的名字叫以色列。
Thirdly, his name is Israel.
那么很稀奇啊。
Amazing.
这个会不会是以色列民以色列呢？会不会 the people of Israel? No.
Could it be the people of Israel?
因为以色列人也叫以色列。
Because Israelites are called Israel as well.
所以如果你继续读下去。
If you continue to read,
你知道说话这个人不可能是以色列人。
You know that this speaker cannot be the Israel people.
为什么呢？
Why not?
他的名字叫以色列。
Because his name is Israel.
但第五节怎么说？
But verse 5 says,
耶和华从我出胎造就我做他的仆人。
He who formed me in the womb to be his servant.
要使雅各归向他。
To bring Jacob back to him.
这个他就是前面说话的那个神的仆人。
And him is the servant of God that's speaking previously.
明白了吗？下面一句话就
说。Now if you understand, and what follows?
使以色列到他那里去聚集。
To gather Israel to himself.
所以现在你明白了吗？有两个以色列。
Now you understand. There are two Israel.
这个说话的名字叫以色列，是神的仆人。
The speaker is called Israel, and he's the servant of God.
所以到时候呢，以色列到他那里去聚集。
And the Israel will gather to him.
所以原来这个神的仆人。
This servant of God.
他到时候把这些分散在很多全世界各地地级的，要把他们聚起来。
He's going to gather all those who are scattered all over the world. So do you understand, brothers and sisters? Those people used to be in Jerusalem. For whatever reason, they were scattered. Now God raised up a servant. When time, then gather them together. Therefore, Jacob turned back to him. And Israel gathered to him.
明白不明白?
Now if you
understand,
it's clear.
那这个神的仆人是谁呢?
Who is this servant of God?
没有疑问是指着我们的主来说的。
It's referring to our Lord.
原来,不错,是他召聚了以色列。
It is he who gathered the Israelites.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget.
这个只是他只是比较小的一面。
This is only a small service that he did.
那下面你看怎么下面怎么说？第六节怎么说呢
verse 6.
现在他说
，He says,
你做我的仆人。
It is two small things.
使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列众得保全的归回，尚为小事。
It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob.
你记不记得以色列被分散到全世界各地
？If you remember, the Israelites were scattered all over the world.
最后呢，我们的主要叫他们复兴。
Our Lord will restore them.
要叫他们回来。
Gather them back.
那这些是什么？是小事。
And this is a small thing.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？Now if you understand,
我们的主有两个使命。
Our Lord has two missions.
一个小使命。
There's a small mission.
还有一个大使命。
There's a greater mission.
这里先告诉我们小使命是什么。
Here it tells us what this small mission is.
就是以色列人有一天到他那里去聚集。
It's the gathering of Israel one day to him.
现在我们要知道主的大使命是什么。
So what is the Lord's great mission?
你是知道说为什么讲这个话的人就是指着我们的主来说的。
Now you will understand why we say the speaker is our Lord.
我还要使你做外邦人的光。
I will make you a light for the Gentiles.
叫你施行我的救恩直到地极。
That you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth.
明白不明白，弟兄姊妹？我们这些都是外邦人。
Do you understand? We are all Gentiles.
我们不是以色列人。
We're not Israelites.
对于我们这些外邦人来讲。
To us, Gentiles.
他是救主。
He is the Savior.
他要施行他的救恩。
He will carry out his salvation.
到哪里呢？到地极。
To where? To the end of the earth.
明白吗？不明白。
Now you feel, do you understand, brothers and sisters? If we live in China today, we are at the end of east of the east. If we're in America, we're at the end of the west. But doesn't matter where you are. Our Lord is our Savior. You see, the gospel started in Jerusalem to Samaria. To the end of the earth.
明白吗?
Now you understand.
漂流在地极有两百人。
There are two people scattered all over the world.
一般是以色列人。
One group is the Israelites.
所以到了时候。
So when time comes,
他们就到主那里去聚集。
They will gather to the Lord.
那是1948年发生的事。
That's what happened in 1948.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
因为他也是我们的救主。
He is also our Savior.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers.
等到我们这些人在遥远的地方。
when we are from far away,